Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, a musical celebration. Alaskans have had some big anniversaries this year, the 64 earthquake and the Exxon Valdez oil spill among them. Acoustic musicians celebrated their own anniversary last month in Juneau, the Alaska Folk Festival's 40th. The week of concerts attract hundreds of singers, pickers, strummers, and thousands of audience members from around the state and the nation. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has attended 36 of the 40 events. He took a walk down memory lane with some Folkfest old-timers and filed this report.
I was living in the shade, I had it made, till the boss said, hey, I got news for you, it's time for me to downsize you.
That drawl, those droll lyrics, and the guitar licks have all been part of the Alaska Folk Festival since it began in 1975. They belong to Pat Henry, one of two and only two people who've performed at all 40 events. Sharing the stage is Bob Banghart, the only other person who's played every single festival.
Now I'm standing at the back of the welfare line, seeing all my friends there all the time.
I catch up with Henry as he heads outside the concert hall for a smoke on this rainy night. So what's it like to walk in and realize it's the 40th year and you've been here for every one?
I think it's pretty amazing that I'm here. I never expected to live this long. It's all gravy.
The folk festival began in the main gallery of the Alaska State Museum.
Oh my gosh, it was, of course, a lot smaller.
Longtime festival volunteer Barbara Pavitt was there.
I don't remember exactly how many acts, but, you know, it was just one evening, probably a couple of hours. And maybe 100 people came.
The event quickly outgrew that space. Now, concerts, workshops, jam sessions, and dances are held in and around Juneau Centennial Hall Convention Center. Over the decades, Alaska's folk, bluegrass, jazz, and rock and roll musicians have made the festival part of their annual calendar. One is Greg McLaughlin, who plays the concertina in a Celtic dance band. His first time was about 35 years ago when he caught a ride down from Fairbanks. He says he didn't quite know what he was getting into.
And I saw a sign next to the poster at the Hungry Dog Cafe that said, if you want to go to the folk festival, the bus is leaving at midnight. And there were about 16 hippies that showed up, and we all piled onto this bus, and we came down to the Alaska Folk Festival. That was my first experience.
He liked what he heard a lot. He recently retired after many years as president of the festival's board. A lot of regulars started coming as teens or young adults. Others began as kids and never stopped.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching.
Photographer Brian Wallace was more into Alice Cooper than Alice's Restaurant back at the beginning. But he happened into that first 1975 festival by accident, and he's been taking pictures and listening to music ever since.
It's always cool, you know, I mean, every year it kind of regenerates itself, kind of like the phoenix, you know, the old guard passes on, and, you know, we saw those two young kids up there, they couldn't be more than 10, 12, 13 years old, and, you know, they're going to be the old guard someday.
It was in the winter wind of 73. First time my pops completely froze on me.
Some of those kids are from Pat Henry's family. The concerts where they played are his favorite festival memories.
Well, I'm a proud daddy, you know. And a proud granddaddy.
So do you think you'll be here for the 50th?
I would like to think I'll be here. If I'm still going, and can I will.
If he is, you'll find him up on stage, leading a crowd of musicians in the traditional festival finale.
Irene, good night.
For AK, I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.